not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were counting on. This is not the world every boy and every girl envisioned. From the time we learned, we all were growing up.
Hi, Jinx and Sue.
Podcast.
Woo!
Episode 83.
Holy shit.
Whoa! That's a lot of episode. We're live with This
Are
Is
we?
Momentous. Partially. It's not really that big of a deal.
It kind of is.
It is the return of the original Hijinks and Sue crew.
We're back, bitches.
I almost hesitate to call you guys the A-Team. Because the people filling in for you just did a bang-up job. Just a fantastic. As a matter of fact, I need you guys to meet me in the conference room on the first floor.
That's
Yeah, so the last we haven't done the show in about a month, and we're back for, I don't know, one this month, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
On the rag and ovulating.
My attorney said I only had to be here once.
Okay.
Every 12 months.
So, we've got Eli. Eli, we're going to talk about... Oh, first of all, let me introduce. We've got Godless Sodomite Josh Jeffcoat.
Woohoo!
Sitting in the backseat.
Wait,
And barely legal Eli Luna.
Partying, yeah!
It's good to have you back.
Thank you, Joel.
I should mention now that everything you say is going to be punctuated by...
I almost didn't make it due to the wildfires.
Partying, yeah!
Which have tragically killed 12.
Gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs. Gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal.
Right?
No, seriously.
Everybody's rushing, gotta get down to the bus stop. Gotta catch my bus.
I see my friends.
I don't know. Oh, wait, hang on.
I see my friends.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a real fire.
Uh-huh.
Texas. It's pretty serious.
Let me ask you this. If
border
you,
to border.
Listen, if you were going to ride.
Not my border.
If you were in the fire truck, would you be.
Sitting in the backseat.
Anyway, Eli, the reason you're here is the reason you haven't been here. Is you've undergone most of life's changes.
He's
you've
a
started
beautiful
to grow.
Butterfly.
You've started to blossom.
My penis split in two.
Right?
Wait, is that what Mexicans
like a shrimp? Do? Like a shrimp? Like a lobster tail?
Like
plus
a
my Linus looks like a lobster
tail. It's called the jalapeno blossom.
Right. And it's deep fried. So in the past few months, you were ramping up to your wedding.
I just wanted this so I could do goatee.
He's holding up his ring.
Oh, yeah, that's an important detail.
Yeah.
So you're ramping up to your wedding.
I'm done.
And we did your wedding.
Yeah.
That happened. That was a real thing.
That was awesome.
You went on your honeymoon to beautiful, horrible Las Vegas.
To this place.
Oh, are these all your titty cards?
A bunch of titties.
All right, we're going to talk about Vegas later in the show, but those are a bunch of titties.
Holy shit, it's a coupon for Megan.
Listen, we'll
Who
talk
wants
about
to play blackjack.
We'll and you also have titty cards. That's excellent. We will titty talk cards. About Vegas. Yeah,
why do they have? Okay, they have little stars over their nipples,
barely.
But the stars aren't big enough to cover up their nipples. You can still see like all of the nipple. Is that makes it okay?
What?
Look at the nipples.
Look at the nipples.
Say what?
Those are areolas, Josh. Oh, no, you can't
no,
see all of the
you can
nipples.
Still see the nipple. The stars are tiny.
There's also a vagina that's barely covered up by a phone number.
So that's the job of life.
All right, listen. We're going to take...
So, Fred, I'm going to need you to do some Photoshop work.
We're going to take a minor break and come back. And listen, if you want to, I wanted to talk about the wedding, but I mean, I guess we can talk... Let's talk about Vegas after we talk about the wedding. Let's go... chronologically.
Right. Order of events.
If important. At all possible. So, Hijinks Sue Podcast, episode 83, original crew.
We're back, bitches!
OC. Oh, God. No, not OC.
What?
What?
I don't know.
The OC? Stop. We'll be back!
Stop it.
But you are never gonna open me up. And you are never gonna make me give it up. No, you are never gonna open me up.
Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 83, back with Josh.
Hey.
Jeff Coat.
Hey.
Eli Luna.
I am a robot.
Is what we're gonna have.
God damn it.
As we recount the events of the last month or so, when we haven't been doing a show, and then the previous several, what, 6 months that you weren't on the show?
I actually didn't agree to any of this.
Whatever.
Yeah, this is none of this is in your contract.
I want to start with the bachelor party, even though almost all of that story was told on the comic that I did, the photo comic.
That was a good comic.
I feel like there's an untold.
That really wasn't a comic. That was just a documentation. Right. Of...
This is the things that happened. Yeah, yeah, sure. There was very little embellishment. But Josh, you were the orchestrator of the bachelor party. You were the mastermind.
You could say it was my fault.
Guilty party, as it were. Okay, good. I'm just glad we're on the same page as far as that having been
that's fine.
A horrible thing for you to do to someone that you care about.
I can be responsible for my own actions.
So we meet at Jeff's house for the bachelor party. And, of course, anyone that's seen the comic knows a pink party princess limo pulls up.
Oh, it was beautiful.
To take us to our destination.
It was beautiful.
The part that we didn't actually get into the comic, part of it, but not all of it, was that we get in, we're all ready to go. You pop in the music right. In the Pink Party Princess makeover limo, and we begin with mariachi music.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Then the record skips and things change.
For the worse.
And we begin hearing, we hear a medley of Friday by Rebecca Black, which is why I've been playing that. Because even though it's been so long, that's almost irrelevant now.
It's because it's so good.
Because it's like a week old that it's you shouldn't even be talking about internet things that are a week old.
Right.
But we weren't doing a show, so I had to bring it in. But... Right. And then also, I've never heard before, the counterpart to this song, My Jeans? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what
Jeans?
That was?
Yeah.
Oh.
The one about how...
It was from the same production studio,
the little
it's
girl,
a different girl
gets designer jeans, and then Hannah Montana is wearing her jeans.
Whatever. It's a song about vapid consumerism.
Yeah. It's horrible.
For 8-year-old girls.
Now listen...
It was wonderful, though.
I understand that these girls are like 13 or less, but we have to be serious here. That second girl, that My Jeans girl, she is not cute.
No.
She's not cute at all.
Oh, no. She's got some broken face.
Oh, her whole face is just beat up from just the whole situation.
She needs a dentist.
She looks like, not only, first of all, you got to figure her dad's an orthodontist. He has to be. Fix that shit.
She looks like Cheryl?
You're not buying your daughter a music video and a production company if you don't have some money. So... Get her teeth fixed, Dad. Come on. Second of all, the whole rest of it, all of it. I mean, I get it. She's young and she's not supposed to be scrutinized like an adult, but you put her out in front of the world. So
what else are we supposed to do?
What are we going to do but judge? We're here to judge. So, yeah she just kind of tore up. I was not sexually attracted to her is all I can say.
She was second. Like 11.
Wait a second.
I did not want to pedophile that.
I guess that wasn't the point.
That's the correct usage.
I would kick that out of bed
I'd
because she's too young for intercourse.
What's her name?
With a baseball.
My Jeans girl.
Yeah, just
Sally My Jeans.
Hannah Montana's wearing my jeans. Yeah, that one.
Britney Spears can't fit in my jeans.
Yeah, I actually had to buy that song on iTunes.
I like.
Ugh.
I felt a kinship with you for that, because now forever Apple knows that you bought both Friday and My Jeans.
And Willow Smith's Whip My Hair.
Which we both agree is a great song.
Actually, I love that song.
But I also like that Apple now knows that I've downloaded like 9 Rebecca Black soundboards to find one that actually worked.
Right.
So it's like, oh, let's recommend apps based on what you've been downloading. 90% of
Genius.
What you've gotten is this shit, so...
You would also find this interesting.
Yeah, this fucking bullshit. The My Jeans soundboard. So, anyway, that was nice. That was a nice, complete the picture of, 8 or 9 grown men in the back of a pretty princess makeup limo.
Yeah, that's her.
Oh,
let me see her. She's like in Harry Potter when they mess his face up so the Death Eaters
she's
can't find him.
She's definitely not going to have one of these cards.
No. No Vegas fine establishment. Is gonna take her in and teach her the ways.
She's not gonna be on a titty card.
Sensuality. Is there a girl somewhere out in America that's like, one of these days, Daddy, one of these days I'm gonna be on a titty card handed out on the Las Vegas Strip?
Yes.
One of these days.
There are thousands of them.
Oh, okay.
One of these days I'll be worth $45 if I bring a coupon.
$45?
With the coupon. It's probably 60.
What is that, like a half and half, or is that a whole situation?
No, you get a 49 gets
is that full release?
Special.
Is no. it full release?
Yeah.
Or is it like just like a butt grind on jeans?
Well, see, but if you're
that's still full release.
Well, yeah,
150.
Let me see this. I don't want to get into this yet because we're not there. But
I don't give a shit.
There are a lot of poorly placed nipple stars on these guards. Jesus, and they've all got a landing strip. This is whoa. She looks like Sarah Silverman. Look
where. Oh my! Whoa.
Except for the boobs. So anyway,
maybe it is Sarah Silverman.
It might be. Sarah Silverman's wearing my jeans and my nipple stars. You can't call those pasties. What are those?
Photoshop.
Are they
That's like Photoshop elements.
That's not even the $99 version, yeah.
They're like, can you put a star over that?
I can put one near it.
It doesn't come with stars.
Yeah, it comes with star bursts.
Yeah, it just comes with
the lens flares. Those are tit flares.
Lens flare. That one's extra like blingy.
Titty lens flares. Oh, those are that was made with one of those bling bling out your MySpace photos apps.
That was done like in Excel.
I'm pretty sure that is a MySpace photo.
Does she have
that was done in Excel?
Does she have a fake gold chain on that was like a gift that was pasted in? Because if so, that's where that came from.
I'm not sure.
So anyway, we have your bachelor party. It was fun times, it was good times. Then we do the wedding rehearsal. Also fun times, good times.
Yeah.
The officiant, the priest.
The Red October.
Father Dabney. Wow. What was his name?
I don't remember.
I'm going to call him Dabney. Father Dabney.
What? No, he had a, like, not Percival.
Dr. Reverend.
Certain.
Dr. Yeah. The Reverend Brother.
Is his last name Certain?
Yes.
Because he's certain that right. Jesus loves you.
Right.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, he was. After all the fucking prayers and shit.
He was a cornball. Yeah. Oh. It was difficult. I'm so glad we had the rehearsal. Oh, because God. I was able to make fun of everything and get it all out of my system.
Not right, because you would have been punched in the face.
Oh, I would have been biting my lip. I would have been bleeding out of both corners of my mouth.
No, seriously, you would have been punched in the face.
Whatever. Your brothers are big. They're big guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big guys.
Yeah.
But they weren't standing up there.
But they don't fuck around.
I noticed that.
Right.
I noticed that.
We just, all we do is touch the tattoo, and then that's all.
And then they know. They know. Yeah.
So this guy, he had all the standard not funny I'm officiating a wedding jokes. That's fine, whatever. My wife misplaces her phone at some point during the ceremony, the actual ceremony, and we're taking the pictures. This is during the actual wedding. And someone calls me and says, "Hey, I just found this phone. It was on a car and oh my god." I'm like, "Oh my god, bring it in. Oh shit, phone." I run and get it and he finds her first. He comes in and he's like, "Who lost the phone?" Wait, he sounded more like Gory. Like, "Who lost the phone?"
That's,
and I'm like,
"That's closer."
Yeah, and I'm like, "Oh, it was me." And he goes, "You know, they have a way that you can find those phones now. It's called GPS." And I'm like, "Yeah, no shit, asshole. It's called Find My iPhone. Leave me alone. I'm doing a fucking wedding here. I'm busy." GPS, God's positioning system. Am I right? Crickets, just straight crickets. And then I just stared him down. I'm like, "This shit's over." Like. The wedding's over. You and me, we have no business. So I'm just going to stare at you so that you know how unfunny that was. I'm offended that you injected God into my wife losing a phone and suggested that he's the one that found it. So I'm more offended by that joke, sir. I am offended at how unfunny that was. I was going to come to church. Now, not so much. Right. If these are the jokes I can expect from your ilk,
right.
Then I'm not coming. It's ridiculous.
Church needs a much better headliner.
Oh, my God.
Like Carrot Top?
Oh, yeah.
He was in
sure.
Vegas.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. He would have some sort of like a...
Cross props.
Like a cross glued to a dildo or something or...
No, that was The Exorcist.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Let Carrot Top fuck you.
That was after they brought him to...
Oh, God, and he looks so gross now.
Let Carrot Top fuck you. Your Carrot Top sucks cocks in hell. He does. As a matter of fact, that's the name of his new new special.
That's actually why he looks the way he looks now.
My God, he's just jacked. He looks like one of the guys that Stefan is describing during Weekend Update. Like, jacked Carrot Tops.
And it's so weird seeing a giant face of his on the billboards in Las Vegas.
Okay, so
he's got a show.
We don't want to tell. Vegas. Is there anything anyone wants to say about the wedding before we start talking about Vegas? Anything at all?
No.
Nothing. Because people care. They care about you. Yeah. They want to know.
It.
Are you still married?
I got married.
Are you still married?
Well.
But mostly.
We'll save that for the next paying episode. Customer
okay.
after.
Okay.
Oh.
If you want to find out the rest of the story.
Secrets.
But you have not. You have not. As long as you haven't consummated
I've
the marriage.
I've killed three pigs.
We can annul it as long as you haven't consummated.
I've killed three pigs and the fourth one. Is for the fifth seal.
I don't understand any of that. What? But
wait, is that anal?
What?
Oh God. that's almost worth taking a break. Let's take a short break and come back and talk about Las Vegas. That was horrible. Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 83.
What the fuck is this?
That's a good question.
It's a girl in an Indian headdress with her cooter in the air. And
what
a pole.
What else are you going to... Wait, what kind of Indian?
Feather.
Oh, man, look at that one.
All right, so listen, for all these people that can't hear, see any of this.
Right.
Eli is
Too
passing
bad for
out...
You.
Jesus Christ. Eli is passing out both a set of erotic... I use that term almost impossibly.
Ironically,
trading cards.
Right.
Ironic, erotic trading cards. This lady, playing cards, I should say. This lady on the Three of Hearts looks kind of like Zool, sort of. Like Iman.
Oh, God.
This one looks like she was shot.
Okay, let's look at her.
Oh, I have the same outfit.
Oh, my God. These.
Except for the shoes.
This is an extreme. This does look like a body. She's sort of draped
like
over
corpse.
She's like draped over a couch, one tit exposed, vagina splayed, and seemingly dead. So I'm assuming this was an overdose because I don't see any wounds. But man,
this was. I would imagine if I go to a trailer park to play poker, it would be with these cards.
Is this a thing you do?
It is now.
Is it to distract your opponent? Like you look at all of them ahead of time, you realize what's coming, and then they're like, "Oh shit, I can't." Think about a good card game because my dick's so hard.
Looking at
from all these horrible
Indian headdress,
horrible, terrifying vaginas.
I'm pretty sure these were all taken.
Just rough thickets of beat up vagina.
None of these can go past 1988. There's no way.
No stuff looked like that in the 90s. I'd like to know what the. Okay, hang on. So you are these in order? Like, is the Ace of Spades their best girl?
There's a card by your feet.
The Ace of Spades! The Ace of Spades!
The Three of Twelves!
The Three of Twelves!
Pick up the card by your foot.
Why?
So that you don't lose one of Eli's valuable important
cards. Oh,
because
then we won't be able to do our magic tricks. This lady looks pregnant. I also like the...
Some people are into that.
Do you know how you can... You know how you can date this card in particular? You can tell from the tan line from her bikini that it's a very late 80s, early 90s bikini.
I thought you were counting the rings on her vagina.
You are. It's like trees. Yeah.
You would be correct, Joel.
Yeah. When the bikini comes up over the hips.
Miami like Vice was still popular.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like something Kelly Kapowski would have worn. Hey, is she in this? I know she took her top off at least a few times. Did you know that she...
Tiffany Amberteason!
She timed that so poorly Had it happened like the year after Saved by the Bell, my cock would have exploded. But it happened like 6 years after Saved by the Bell. No, I wouldn't have had to touch it. It would have just burst. I mean, yeah, no. I mean, it would have been like an oil spill. They would have been taking hair donations from people to sop up the jizz. Pelicans. They'd be using Dawn dishwashing liquid to scrub semen out of pelicans. It would be stuff inside diapers. They'd be sprinkling it everywhere in Texas.
That would be an interesting commercial.
All of Texas. Hang on. Where's our...
arms of an angel.
Hi, I'm Sarah McLachlan. Every year, thousands of doves are killed by
are
semen.
Are shot down by semen. And it's like World War II footage. It's like shot
bombers
down.
And shit.
This just in, the latest semen spill from North Texas has created a catastrophic level of death and dismemberment among waterfowl, otters, whales.
How is it dismembering them?
Just whatever.
Oh, wait. Kelly Kapowski gave you the gush.
Listen,
oh, the gush.
Yeah. The same, and by the same token, Jesse almost did Showgirls immediately after, like at the time that Kelly should have gotten naked.
Yeah,
and it had the opposite effect. It actually
nobody wanted to see
it
Jesse
actually
naked.
Inverted my penis to the point that it almost burst out the back of my spine. It was right. That was horrifying, absolutely horrifying. And the horror, not only does it hold up as being horrible, yeah. It gets worse.
Horror?
Because
that's
after
why it's good.
After you're older and you've had the sex, you realize how horrible that movie truly is. It's not just like you're 12 and you're like, these things are supposed to make me happy, but they're making me sad. When you get older, you're like, what the fuck are they doing in that pool? No one's ever had sex like that. She is like a rag doll, not consensually. Jesus Christ. One of the sexiest moments in that movie is when the black dude's like, baby, I'm going to stick my finger in your twat. And she's like, don't. I'm on my period. And you're like, your boner's like, huh? Hmm? Oh, no! Ooh, inverted penis.
That's what it feels like to have it a door slammed on your penis.
It is, exactly. They could show that to people and you wouldn't need vasectomies after that. God, your balls would just stop producing. My God, that movie. Ugh.
It sort of makes the Death Star noise.
Herf. It does. And there's those guys in the weird duck helmets.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird.
Right.
God, you know what's weird? Today's the 1 year anniversary of the BP oil spill.
Huh. Oh, that we're talking about this. That's actually... So how's that going? Are they done with that?
Yeah, whatever. Nobody cares anymore.
There's only so much semen that can be.
Right. Hi, I'm Sarah McLachlan.
Separated out of the sea.
This little sea otter is covered in spooge. Won't you help him? For just 28 cents a day. This guy can wear rubber gloves and squeeze all the man juice out of this otter.
Why do you talk like you're from London?
She, you know, does she have an accent or not? I can never tell. I want her to be kind of Irish.
If you can't tell, then the answer is no. How is that even a question?
I'm Sarah McLachlan. Because you want to say, I want her to talk like Liam Neeson.
And here's my lucky charms.
No, she's like, I'm Sarah McLachlan. I have a very particular set of skills. Listen very carefully. They're going to spill oil on you. The otter's under the bed going, no!
She sounds like a man.
Daddy.
Because she is a man.
Daddy, it's me, the otter. There's men in the house and they've got oil.
Listen,
they're spraying semen everywhere.
Wait, is it? Are we doing oil or are we doing semen? No, I'm not sure.
We were. Never
how many
doing
times
oil.
Have you been asked that question?
Wait, I'm sorry. What's
this lady?
Can you give me a time frame to choose from?
There are two bottles really here.
Seven of hearts here on your cards d'erotique. Looks like looks kind of like Madonna. Like she's going for like a Madonna look there. But like more of a like a truck stop Madonna, kind of,
or not, or
the a McDougal.
Looks like she's giving herself a breast exam.
All of these ladies appear to be doing self exam.
Right, you know, breast cancer.
Does this one have a rain stick?
The one with the it's sideways. That's a stripper pole. Turn the card sideways.
Oh. Doesn't that look like that thing's about to fire something out of it?
Wait, just, the pole or
no?
Mouth or her vagina?
The pole or
no?
The
not
pole.
Even her vagina. Her
rectum
ass situation is just, oh God! You could toss a beer can down that.
That happens in Mortal Kombat.
I saw that video you posted of Mortal Kombat. That was impressive.
Yeah, that was really violent.
No, but what he does to Sonya.
Well, let me explain what we saw in this video. There's a finishing move. The guy's doing his standard wobbliness. And then the guy that you are separates into two dudes. They each grab a leg. And then they very slowly rip him in half, taint upwards.
Right.
It was pretty cool.
It's the
neither here nor there.
You're right.
Twernt.
Do you realize neither that we have come all the way from... We can't show blood, let's make it gray sweat spooge blood,
right,
to rip a guy in half from the taint to the face.
It's right. Because they're not slowly. getting anyone's attention. But now they are.
This lady looks like some of her costume just got messed up because like part of her vagina is hanging out, but not very much. And also it looks horrible.
Madam, your costume is falling off. I can see your vagina.
This looks like Playboys from when I was about 13. This is an overly airbrushed blonde lady with giant hair wearing a denim jacket. Right. There is nothing sexier than a partially removed denim jacket.
That is White Snake right there.
This lady White looks like Snake. She just got gang raped. Like, just now. She looks oily, dirty, kind of beaten up, sad.
That looks like Kris Kristofferson.
Oh, God.
But with a wig.
All of this is terrible. All of it.
You mean like a Merkin?
Right. Like a Merkin.
Oh, a cooter wig. I once saw an interview.
Is that like a bush rag?
It is. I once saw an interview with Xena Warrior Princess, where she was talking about being on the show that she's on with, you know, I don't know, it's like Rome or Caligula or some Spartacus, yeah.
Secrets.
And talking about getting fit for a Merkin.
Wow.
Because apparently just knowing that your vagina has sort of a vagina wrap, like a sandwich wrap over it, makes you feel like you have some clothes on, I guess.
Huh. Okay.
So anyway, yeah, this is weird.
Wait, when?
They put a latex vagina over hers with fake pubic hair on it.
Oh, okay. For separation.
Yeah, so it's like when I'm grinding you, we're not really touching my snatch area.
The JJ.
Do they have that for dudes? Is there like a butt merkin? Like a false butthole skin?
Let's go to the expert.
What?
Oh. I'm asking you because I want to know. I want to be educated.
I think you just discovered a new market.
I think we're on to something.
I think we just got rich.
This is about as brilliant as my disposable gloves.
Ass merkins.
It's disposable ass gloves merkins. Where you can piss all over your hands, but you can throw away the gloves in the toilet.
Hang on.
Disposable.
Possible episode
title.
Let's go
back to the ass merkins.
Possible episode title, ass merkins. My fellow ass merkins.
Just the concept of that is so... Okay.
So, Eli, you went to Las Vegas for your honeymoon, which obviously was a mistake. Nobody wants to be there. It's a terrible place. But...
No, it's a fantastic place.
No, it's horrible. So, as you get there, they immediately start handing you these, I guess, flyers for specific prostitutes, right?
Those are given out by porn slappers.
Porn slappers?
You're saying this wrong, though. You're saying this wrong. You keep saying porn, but this is not for pornography. It's for prostitution.
I didn't name them.
Who named them?
That's what they're called, because give me some of those quotes.
Who says?
Porn slappers.
Is that like crime stoppers?
It is.
Porn slappers.
Only you can slap porn in your neighborhood.
Which are these people.
Right. I understand.
Right, that's Santa.
They look like homeless people wearing t-shirts with naked ladies on them.
They don't look like homeless people.
That lady does.
Well, maybe her.
Okay.
It may be the angle.
That might just be that I'm racist.
But when they stand on the corner of the street waiting for you, they do this.
Listen, man.
That's what they do.
I understand and the then, slapping aspect.
And then you're like, huh? And then they just hand it to you. And then porn slappers.
No, listen. I understand the slapping part. It's not porn. It's hookers.
I didn't make up the name.
Who did?
I have no idea.
No, you've never heard anyone say that but yourself.
That's what I was told.
By who?
The internet told
never.
Me
never. Okay, so look. Here's my question. When I get one of these cards. All right, so this lady appears to have pulled underwear over her titties with each fake breast. Josh, I know you're probably not too keen on
this. It was an accident.
But I can tell you, you can always tell when they're fake,
uh-huh,
when they appear to defy gravity.
Right.
Because all breasts, no matter what size, will trend towards the ground in some fashion, even in the most subtle fashion. Are you calling one of these numbers?
She really picked up.
You just called the fucking girl on the...
I did. I thought it was like a toll-free number.
Who did you call?
I don't know. I picked one of the...
What's her name?
Lizzie.
Lizzie.
Or Leslie.
It's like Bijou. Okay, so listen. I have serious questions about this.
What?
When I call, for instance, when I
was really hoping for a message.
Listen, I was hoping for like...
Shut the fuck up and let me finish this sentence.
Here's a message.
When I call 702-951-2794 and I want to talk to Faith.
Yeah, apparently you talk to somebody.
Faith, whose ass is exposed here. Or better yet, I want to talk to Tanya, who, like I said, has stretched her tits out of the leg holes of underwear, which, God, that's sexy. Super fake titties. What happens? Is this phone sex or is this hookers?
No, Vegas is legitimate. Like, you can.
So that woman that just picked up the phone, you would say, hello.
I'm standing at the Bellagio.
I'm a gentleman. and I would like you to come to my room and service
me. Good day.
Hello. I have a cock and balls that needs servicing.
Monocle.
I'm an important oil man from
Algiers.
Oh. Yes, Algiers.
Five-star EGEscorts.com. Right. So it's hookers. Okay.
So you say, hey, I'm staying at the Bellagio.
I need an escort room, whatever, to my room.
Now listen.
And I need you to come over.
If this is really the price is that advertised,
you have to have
this
the coupon.
Seems way too cheap.
You have to have the coupon.
Like, I would think bus fare just to get there would be like $8. So then she only gets like $42.
Yeah, it's actually...
Actually, the monorail is only $2.
Okay, so it's a good system for them.
Yeah, okay. You see how it says coupon, like $35 here?
Yeah.
Like, a real coupon just says how much off it is. So this it's probably $35 off.
For anybody. No, I think it's $35 total. $99, no hidden fees for Tanya. Tanya the prostitute.
Right.
There are no fees in her cooter.
Yeah, okay. Tanya's 99, but Kelly's 35. Does Kelly have crabs, or do you have the herp?
Well, no, that's untested.
I see. So she can't present me with papers.
See, and then this was just driving up and down the strip.
The hookers in Amsterdam can present you with papers.
Direct to you.
Right. This guy was just driving up and down the street, which
it's one of those sign trucks. It's a panel truck.
Are there women in the truck?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yes. It pulls over. You get in the back.
They're like, direct to you.
You didn't hear about that? That was a few years ago. People got in trouble for that. Having like a rider van with mattresses in the back and just driving around giving hook jobs, hookerings.
No.
Whatever you call it.
We're going to stick with hook jobs.
Whatever you call it. I think it's hook jobs. Oh, this is pirate sex.
No. Hook jobs and ass merkins, I think, is that's your title.
Hook jobs.
It sounds like a pirate song.
This lady looks like her asshole's bleeding. All of this is terrible.
Oh, whatever. That happens.
This lady's got her cooch crammed into a mirror.
I was trying to make a Magic the Gathering sort of set.
Ooh.
Oh, so you got to be like, tap,
I couldn't find
spin.
It. Our goal while we were there was to try to find a candy,
and
it never showed up.
The name candy is what you're looking for.
Correct.
Because you just assumed that... this is horrible. This lady's nipples are so big that the Photoshop stars they put over them... essentially do nothing. They're non-productive nipple stars.
That's the exact same card I handed to you earlier with the same comment.
Whatever.
Someone's fixated.
I gotta put these away.
Yeah.
These are just very bad. I don't like it.
I'm gonna
like
tell your wife what you're looking at.
Show them to her. Jesus. She knows I don't like that shit. Okay, so did you call anybody? Did you have any encounters?
I ran into a homeless guy who claimed I was Fidel Castro, but we all know that.
Right, sure.
But that was a way of him getting you to give him money.
Yeah.
See right. No, he just had a sign that said, no, seriously, I just want beer. And I was like, okay,
I can
respect that.
We've talked enough about pornography on trading cards, Magic the Ass Gathering or whatever it is that you're doing here. So we're going to take a short break, come back, and let's talk about the actual trip to Vegas, the experience. Can we do that? Is it okay with you?
I thought we just did.
Yeah, no. I guess we kind of did.
Is this all it is?
That was pretty much it.
That was really it.
We walked up and down the strip and collected cards. I mean...
Her tits are huge.
There's not a whole lot to talk about other than it really is a giant amusement park.
All right, we'll talk about that then. We'll be right back. Jinx and Stu Podcast, episode 83. We were going to come back and talk about Eli's trip to Vegas more, but he seems to think that all he did was collect
the best part,
naked lady cards.
The best part of the trip was on the way there, leaving out of DFW.
Uh-huh.
We flew on United or one of those. It was Denise and I, and then there was a black guy sitting next to Denise, and then another group to the left of her.
That sounds racist.
That was also of dark descent.
That's incredibly racist.
Black.
And as soon as the plane started to go out to taxi, the guy's like, I haven't been in a plane in a long time. I'm kind of freaking out. And I was like, oh, this isn't going to be good.
Did he want you to hold his hand?
He just grabbed Denise? As hard as he could onto the seat.
Grabbed Denise by the boobs.
Right. And
for
and
support.
As we started to like just taxi, he was like, "Oh Jesus. Jesus help me."
And you just go, Jesus can't help you now.
Jesus. Yeah. Jesus doesn't fly United.
Right.
Wow.
I know he doesn't fly Southwest.
Oh, yeah. So I know, especially with those, but with those unbelievable fares.
Yeah.
Well,
who can afford it these days?
Right. But so
Jesus saves.
Not even the Son of God.
As we're like getting ready
Jesus
to take off.
Jesus saves on airfare. Yeah.
Thank Absolutely. You for getting that late. That's great.
No, he uses that one site. What's it called? Hotbox or whatever.
Hotbox.
Yeah. He uses
Hotspot.
Hot Pocket. I think it's Hot
right,
Pocket.
Hot Pockets.
Hotpockets.com right. where he gets the lowest airfares.
So we took off and he started like, "Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus."
Yeah. Kalima.
That's
like
that's,
the flight attendant walks by. Yeah. Kalima.
That's basically what happened going taking off. And then he was like, "That wasn't so bad." And I look over and I was like, "Oh, no." I was like, "The taking off part is easy." I was like, "It's the landing." Right. That's not as easy. And then like Denise is like, "Don't tell him that." I was like, "I'm just being honest." I was like, "When we land and you hear that loud screeching noise,"
was
I was like,
"Was he between you two?"
No, he was on the left to the left of Denise.
So there's no chance he was going to like mount and
as we were getting near Vegas, he pulled out like a little Bible and started like started like the little like reciting like, "Oh Jesus help me,
hum num shabab, hum num shabab."
There was all the stuff about not eating shellfish. It didn't make any sense.
Right. And I was like, "Huh?
Pig is an unclean animal."
But langostino lobster is okay.
The penitent man will pass.
And then, of course, that giant razor blade comes down the middle of the plane, and you all knew to duck.
Right.
But then a few heads just roll down the aisle.
Right.
The lady with the cart just kicks
it
out of the way.
It was kind of funny because the turbulence going into Vegas, because apparently whenever you land into Vegas, the turbulence is always bad because of the amount of desert that's out there.
Because the wind has crashed into the mountains.
Right. Yeah.
The wind has crashed into the mountain!
It was really rough, and that dude was getting ready to flip.
Go ahead.
But yeah, that was probably the most entertaining part. I mean, outside of landing.
So literally the first 30 minutes of your vacation was the best part.
I was like, "This is great."
Until the titty cards.
But there's nothing to say other than the fact that it's weird because as soon as you're walking around the airport, everybody's smoking. You're like, "What the hell?" And smoking, drinking, everything is allowed wherever you go.
Like children. Children have a cigar and a cocktail.
They probably could.
Sure.
Like, I mean, it was odd to see
now,
people
walking around. Denise rebuts your argument that people were actually smoking in the airport.
I'm pretty sure they
were. You claim they were. She says they weren't.
Yeah, because they have, like, slot machines in the airport, so.
Well, obviously.
It smells like smokes. It smells smoky everywhere.
Smoke and desperation.
Maybe it's just the people. Maybe they've just been so covered in cigarette smoke for so long.
But it's so weird because the only thing in Vegas is the Strip. And then, like, the minute you walk off the Strip, there's nothing on the Strip. Like, there's literally empty lots
of
nothing.
Like, buildings are not there? Parking lots? Or
no, like, there used to be a parking lot. Now there's just dirt. Like, everything is stripped up. And if it's not on the Strip, it doesn't matter.
How long is it? A couple of miles?
Yeah. It's I don't know how many miles, but it's pretty long.
So,
like, I didn't get to go to the pawn shop because it's way off the Strip.
We're talking about you were wanting to go to the American Pawn Stars shop,
but it's like way north. Like, you have to take a cab to get there. It's like probably about 40 minutes.
Oh no, not
but
a cab.
It's 40 minutes only because it takes like if it's faster to walk on the Strip than it is to get a cab and try to move on the Strip.
So.
Buh.
So, see, I picked you guys up from the airport. We seemed like we talked for about an hour. There had to have been things that happened. You probably just told the story so many times that it seems like
I'm trying to think. Like, we landed, you walk around.
this is going great.
You're amazed by what's there because I've never been to Vegas. I mean, you haven't been, right?
No, I've never.
And
been.
And you've never been.
No, I don't want to.
No, I make my own Sin City
no,
wherever
you,
I go.
You kind of do because it's
kind of really don't.
The amount of
it's sort of the opposite of what I think people
the
should
amount
do.
Of people watching. Well, no, but that's the thing. And it was funny because Paul and Storm put up a question of like, what's a question for our podcast? And I was like, well, what's a good geek like vacation site? Because nobody here in Vegas uses iPhones. We were the only ones standing in line, like tweeting and using the iPhone. And I was like, what's everybody else doing? They're like biting their nails to gamble. Everybody's like in a rush to go out and spend money.
I don't think the things you can do in Vegas are wrong. I think what has become of it is just extremely distasteful. It's just desperation.
Actually fun to watch.
But Liz, you're not refuting what I'm saying. You're just saying you're enjoying the suffering of others.
Right.
And
exactly.
That's not fun to me.
That's where you're wrong.
Pretty sure it is.
I'm positive that's not fun
that's
to me.
That's what all these podcasts are about.
No. If it was like you guys, I might watch you lose all your money and laugh. But I'm not going to. I don't want to see the depths of human suffering. I mean, just everywhere around me.
No. That's the thing. You don't see that on the Strip because like. That's apparently where the old Strip was. Because when I started tweeting, going like, where are all the cheap slots? They're like, oh, you want to go to the other side of Vegas.
See, I was telling him he used to go to the place where Clark Griswold goes at the end of Vegas Vacation. And they have to play that. Like, guess how many fingers I have behind
right.
my back.
And apparently they have that. But we just never made it to the other side of Vegas, which is apparently like one street over. It's like Vegas Boulevard. And then there's like... Fairview
Vegas Avenue
or something like
that. The thing
that
I seem to realize, and Eli, you know, sort of confirmed, was that it's not like going to a city. It's like going inside a place. It's like, okay, now we're inside the amusement park or we're inside the Coliseum.
You're inside Epcot Center.
Because like everyone's really just wandering through the street, drinking, you know.
Right.
It's like New Orleans.
But New Orleans looks like a city.
Yeah. Well, it looks like a floodplain, but...
Yeah, it looks like a small pool.
Okay, so... thank you.
But I did confirm that that Caesar did not live in Caesar's...
No, it turns out he
did not. Kind of... That's the one thing, and I will agree with you on that.
Like, did you ask to find the basement in the Alamo, too?
The one part about like that city is like the minute someone says something funny, they're like, oh, we got to put that on a shirt. Because they were more shirts about Charlie Sheen and Tiger Blood and winning and did the real Caesar live here. Like, they use it as a marketing tool. Like, that movie, the Hangover, is
a marketing tool.
Well.
Oh.
I used to be.
How's
you
that?
Kind of still are.
Kind of. So, anyway.
In conclusion,
it sounds
my
like
book
you did,
report.
It sounds like you did nothing.
Then
you came home.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It was actually...
But you got a nice room, I hear. I hear the room was very nice.
We got an upgrade. Upgrade.
Upgrade.
Scan grade.
Big there ass are. Fries.
There are 4,222 listings for upgrade.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because we got an upgrade, but the room didn't... It still had a tube TV. I was like, wait a minute, whoa. We got upgraded and we still got a fucking tube TV?
Throw that shit off the balcony.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. Isn't this town made of LCD?
There all is that one place where the sky is made of LCDs. Yeah. Did you go there?
You mean my dreams?
Did you go to that street where the sky is like a big dome of TVs?
No, there's way too much there to see. Like, we, on the last night, or last night? Yeah, the last evening we went and saw The Lion King. But we had to walk through Excalibur, and I was like, oh shit, it's fucking Excalibur.
Was Nightcrawler there?
Yeah. But yeah, it really was, like...
God damn it.
Captain Britain? Shadowcat?
Yeah.
What?
What was that dragon's name?
Lockheed.
Lockheed.
Yeah. What?
Martin.
I wanted Lockheed.
Why didn't they call him Martin for short? Do you know he wasn't a dragon, he was an alien? He was actually an extremely intelligent alien?
Don't ruin this for me.
He wasn't a pet dragon, he was an alien.
He was a pet dragon, shut your filthy whore mouth.
Why would they change that
shit? Wait, Peter the dragon?
So anyway... Las Vegas. Would you go back?
I would if you guys would go.
Fuck that.
Because it is fun to people watch.
That's
like
a
evening.
Listen,
the evening street walking and everything is hilarious.
Listen, when you're over 30 with a baby,
I'm over 30.
With a baby.
They might be
your
around.
Cats don't count.
They might not be out, then, I don't, whatever.
You can't just go to Las Vegas and dick around and be like, man, it's so cool to see all these sad people and then come back. You just can't.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Do it for cheap.
No, there is no cheap where that's concerned. It's it just does not appeal to me at all. I I was telling Eli this. If I walked into a gambling floor of a casino and I tossed $5 in a slot machine and I got $100 out of it, I'd be the happiest guy in the world.
That's crazy.
If I gambled and lost $100 in like 10 seconds, I would never forgive myself, ever. I'd be sad about that $100 for the rest of my life.
Right, that's not why.
So I could never do it.
But I'm not a gambler, so I didn't really care.
But you were telling me you played weird-ass blackjack.
I played some weird game.
Had you put your magic cards turned the right way, you would have gotten like $1,000.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. Like, that's why when I was there, I was tweeting. I was like, where are all the regular...
Do you remember the name of the game you played?
I don't know, it was called like Casino Wars or some shit.
It was just Battle.
Yeah.
It was just high card wins.
Yeah, it was just, yeah, basically. And she's like, play your best four cards. And I'm like, okay, but I have five. So what do I do here?
And well, four, like, is less than five.
You
want to
play, your best four poker hand. And I was like, but you need five to play poker. I don't understand what it is you're trying
that's
to.
True. No, that's true, though. What are, like, the, what are the hands?
I don't understand what you're trying to
what
make
What are
me
the
do.
Hands with only four cards?
And she's that like, is... put your bets in these little circles. I was like, okay. And she's like, now you got to pay $10 to actually play. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Were there any Pokemon?
I got to put my bet in these circles, but then I got to put down money to actually play?
This is like that website that's like eBay where you pay to bid, but you don't pay the money, but you pay to bid.
Right.
That's a scam.
So I was like, what? And ta-da. Then she's like, what do you have? And I'm like, full house? Boof. And then she was like, oh.
Mary-Kate and Ashley, what are you doing here?
Yeah. And she was like, well, you doubled your money, but you could have won, like, I don't know, $1,000 if you had put the secret bet up here. I was like, you know what? I'll just take my money.
If you had chosen a fire-type Pokemon instead right. of a wind-type, then you would have...
So I just took my $80 and walked away. I was like, all right, thanks.
Thanks, bitch.
I'm going to go play...
Just slap her on
thanks
the way
out. Thanks, skeezy coos.
I'm just going to go play...
Appreciate
Indiana.
It.
Skeezy coos. Can we get some more Z's up in this?
I'm going to play Indiana Jones.
Skeezy sniz slot coos. Machine,
which I did, and then I won like $28 on Indiana Jones slot machine.
The name of God. But in Latin, Jehovah spelled with an I. Were there any points where you had to walk over tiles and spell out Jesus, or no?
There probably were. Okay. That place was ridiculously huge. Like... Went to Caesar's Palace, got teabagged by David.
You have to pay extra for that.
No, it's right there.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
But I mean,
that's
like,
a fucking upskirt shot of a dude.
Oh, I thought that was a person, but it's David.
It's a statue of David. I mean, there's cool shit like that. Like, it took 3 hours to walk through Caesar's Palace. And it's
just to get to your room?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's not good.
Like, the place is retarded. It's like, hey, look. It's the...
You've heard it here first. Las Vegas officially retarded. We're going to take a quick break.
And then let's move on.
We're going to take a quick break and not talk about Eli's non-vacation anymore. We're going to come back and talk about...
Insidious.
I might let you guys talk about video games. I don't know. I really don't want to. Movies and TV. We might take some of your calls and questions in the mail sack when we get back.
We might not. Who knows?
I bet we don't.
I bet we don't
either. Here we go. Hijinks and Sue Podcast, episode 83. I'm your host, Joel Watson, from the online comic Hijinks and Sue. Same name as the podcast, hijinksandsue.com. I'm joined, as not very often recently, but you know, today, by barely legal Eli Luna. And godless.
That was dramatic.
Godless sodomite, Josh Jeffcoat.
His was so much cooler than mine.
But I don't have an 80s bush.
What can I give you? One of these.
Actually.
Thank you, Jesus!
No, that's fine.
There you go. Okay.
So.
You know what else you need?
Finger blast!
Fire! Okay, that's enough. That's a callback from a long time ago.
That's so well edited.
I forgot about that. Wow.
I know.
It's so good.
I really enjoy that. You know, and while we're on that topic... Just makes me so happy. Listen, you guys, you play and both produce and play the videoed games.
I don't
games.
Produce anything.
Yeah.
Well, theoretically, you would be producing the videoed games.
I am no producer, sir.
Josh, you make things.
I'm also not a producer.
Whatever. Shut the fuck up. Listen, put your phone down. Had enough of you assholes in the goddamn phones. Put the shit down. Let's talk. You both played new video games recently. Josh, sure. I know you've played the Portal 2.
All right.
Eli, you've played some sort of revamped Mortal Kombat. I saw some video about. Okay, do you want to say anything about these things?
Well, okay, I have a question for you. Did you ever play Portal?
I've never even touched it.
Okay. If you register a Steam account, I will gift you Portal 1.
I don't know what any of that means.
Right. So if you register a Steam account for free...
Listen, old man.
Is this like a Hot Carl?
Yes.
Okay.
I will give you a Hot Carl.
Okay. It sounds like I want to say no.
I will also give you a copy of Portal 1 for free.
What is a Steam account, and what would I play it on?
You're that laptop that's right behind you.
I see.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Well...
How do you play it with a... I don't have a controller or anything.
You use a
fucking
mouse.
Oh my god, how old are you?
I don't play the video games at all.
I know, but here's just...
None of them.
Stick with me for a second.
I'm hanging on by a thread.
Portal 2 is a work of fine art.
I understand that.
Right. And at some point, it would probably be good for you to actually play it. But you can't do that unless you've played Portal 1 first.
I procrastinate so much on every other area of my life that were I to introduce video games, it would just be a source of guilt. That's why I stopped.
No, you don't actually need to play video games. Portal by itself, to an experienced player, is like an hour and a half long.
Okay, so I stopped playing
Xbox. It'll take you 3 days.
I can't do it.
Sure you can.
I can't.
Of course you can.
Any time that I might have to play a video game, I should be, A, working on the 900 projects I'm not working on that I should be,
sure.
Or spending time with my daughter. So I've made a choice to not play video games.
Portal is, you should actually be showing Portal to her.
Yeah, she'll
you
be
You should
right.
be learning it together.
No, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Tell me about Portal 2.
You got to play Portal 1 to understand Portal 2.
Great. Yeah. Let's talk to all the millions of people out there that have played it.
So have you started yet?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I've
beaten it on the PC twice, and I am cruising through on the Xbox version
I heard
now.
Jeff said on Twitter he heard you giggling until like 3 in the morning while playing it.
It was 4 in the morning, okay, but yeah.
Portal 1 is like playing the Rubik's Cube for the first time.
And frustrating and horrible?
No.
Not when you master
if you were actually good at it.
Right. No one's ever been good at that.
Well.
Pretty sure that's not true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But.
Experts.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to playing this. I was going to pick it up, but then I picked up Mortal Kombat instead. For Xbox.
It took me 7 hours to go through the single player of Portal 2.
Oh. That's like 2 hours longer than most.
Well, yeah. Because you were just
enjoying the scenery?
Well, I was playing the game.
It's a puzzle-solving game. It's not really scenery-looking.
It was a joke because you said he took longer than other people. Go ahead.
Whatever. Anyway.
I'm hungry for shit. So are you going to say anything about the game?
I can't move on? The entire game is just one massive spoiler.
I see.
Really, to say anything about it with any specificity would ruin something.
Was there anything that surprised you about the gameplay?
Tons that I can't talk
about.
But
you're just not going to... Good. You're awesome at this.
I am awesome at this.
You are really good at
Portal 2 is the best game I have played in like 3 or 4 years.
It actually is weird that everybody talks about they don't want to talk about it, and people said they're going to stay off Twitter until they finish it.
Yeah.
I have no idea, like...
What could possibly be worth that much secrecy, or...
No, I'm pretty sure I do know, but, like, I'm now more... Like, it's... As soon as I get home, that's what I'm going to start downloading.
Or you're doing it through Steam?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was going to do it on Xbox, but then I was like, I'll get it on PC.
And then you played Mortal Kombat? What do they do? Is this like Mortal Kombat 15 or they started
over?
Mortal
Kombat 9.
They rebooted from complete scratch.
Okay.
Midway doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
And Warner Brothers, which is kind of funny, Warner Brothers bought the franchise. So they show, like, the WB, whoa, get over here. Like, the little frog comes out, and then
hello, my baby, hello.
Right. Frog's legs.
That's exactly how it starts.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
We're on the WB.
I was really hoping it would, though. But, no, they rebooted the whole thing all the way back to the beginning. So I'm playing the story, and it's the movie. They're like, Johnny Cage is like, hey, I'm an important actor. And what are all the...
Hey, look at me over here, boy, Johnny Cage.
Cage over freaking punching people over here. In the balls over
freaking
here.
Johnny Cage. I'm just busting your beans.
Look at these gabagools over here.
Wait, hang on.
Check out my sunglasses.
This guy's got six arms over here.
Say hi to your mother for me.
Yeah, and so, like, that's all it is. But it's actually, it's pretty cool. Like, it actually feels like the original Mortal
Kombat. Does it have
Kombat.
Anything to do with the web series they just launched that has Jerry Ryan in it?
Well, Warner Brothers is paying for that, too, but
no, because
unrelated to the game.
But they're wanting people to be thinking about Mortal Kombat as much as possible.
I guess.
Yes.
Because, like, Sonya is after the Australian guy. Oi, oi. I'm from Australia. Yeah, I'm from Australia. And he looks.
Oh, is it the guy from
the movie?
How can we sleep when our beds are burning? Midnight Oil, that guy? Is he one of the guys in Mortal Kombat?
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because he's scary looking. He's terrifying.
From Safety Dance?
No, that's also not Australian. Is it Australian? It's not Australian, is it?
Yeah.
We can dance if I want to. We can leave our cares behind because I'll rip you in half and I'll fuck your corpse. And that's,
check out that
wall. That's just fine with me. No, I mean,
dance. Everybody's taking a chance.
I haven't gotten really far, but it's basically.
All of your intestines.
It's basically the movie, I guess. Like the one that we all grew up watching with.
Man, that is one of those things where it's like
disco tech, you know.
Okay, so I was probably 10 or 11 when that, maybe 12 when that came out, and
it was
like
so good.
There couldn't have been a better movie. It was like,
oh dude, I saw it twice.
It was like the Godfather for 12-year-olds basically. I mean, it was perfect. I probably saw it in the theater twice. That almost never happened.
I was like 17, and
this is why you don't, your excuse. I don't get you being into this because
it's
atrocious. It's horrible. It's an atrocity. It's a hate crime.
No,
of a movie.
When I was 17,
but it's so good.
I remember a 12-year-old.
Highlander's in it.
Oh my
yeah.
As Highlander,
he really
yeah, basically
he is. It's like he was working nights on Highlander, right. And then just not even changing clothes and showing up.
They're
to
like,
the
can
Mortal
we,
Kombat
can
set.
You just ride over
like,
here?
We're just gonna throw this.
We're
hat
just
on
gonna
you.
Escort you right over here and put this on and action.
Yeah, he's like,
what?
Hello, my name is Radan. I'm a Japanese god. Listen to my Japanese accent.
God, that movie was so
Christopher
good.
Lambert. How about some?
And actually, in the Mortal Kombat game, they basically are trying to play off of the movie. So all the characters sound like the people in the movie. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I remember watching that when I was 17 going like, that was so great. That's so good.
But see, that means you were really dumb as a teenager.
Hell yeah.
Because I was 12 and I thought it was great. But when I saw it again, when I was like 20, I was like, holy shit. This is a travesty.
It's still great.
No, it's just terrible. Yeah.
It really
just,
holds.
It's like
it
a
really
fine wine. This shit's even better.
No, God, no.
That's why you drink all the vodka, because it'll go bad once you open it.
And then, did
you ever
see the sequels?
Right after this? You know what we're doing right after this? We're going to watch Mortal Kombat.
Did you ever see the sequels?
No.
Okay, so in the sequels.
I didn't want to ruin it, no.
You know how when they made more Mortal Kombat games for, it was, I guess they were still on Genesis at the time?
Yes.
Okay, so like 2 and 3 were probably still on Genesis, maybe?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Didn't one of them end up arcade only, because nothing else could play it, I think? Anyway.
They were all arcade games first.
Right.
But was there ever Mortal Kombat on, like, PlayStation?
Sure. Yeah.
I don't remember that. Okay, like, so anyway.
But nobody gave a shit.
Like, MK Gold got released. That was Mortal Kombat 1,
2, oh, that was back when they were in big blue cases, like the big, tall, not CD-sized cases. Okay, so anyway. They made a sequel movie right around that time with all those extra characters, you know, like just we tossed in a guy with robot arms or whatever. And it's
Jax.
I know, but they've got all those dudes.
He's in it too.
And they literally are wearing like bright hot neon purple costumes cut out of felt with like big plastic robot arms. It actually makes the first one look better. Like, oh, at least the first one didn't look this stupid.
Yeah, you see, I didn't want to Matrix it. Like, the first one was so good.
I can't
like,
believe you're comparing these.
Like, the Matrix. I didn't want to ruin it, like
it's pretty
Revolutions.
Much, no, yeah,
and,
I get it. No, it's,
what was it? Rebooted? Reloaded?
Retarded?
So
retarded.
what you're saying is Mortal Kombat 1 redefined a genre.
Right.
With near perfection.
Right.
Yes.
Unsurpassed up until that point.
Now, granted, I did use Front Row Joe passes to go see it, so.
What was the genre of Mortal Kombat, by the way? What, What were its contemporaries? The Street Fighter movie?
Adventure?
Because the Super Mario movie?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because if we're comparing Mortal Kombat and then Super Mario and,
right,
and Street Fighter,
it redefined that.
Then it looks like Scorsese directed it. Right, absolutely.
Right. It was awesome.
It was like The Last Temptation of Christ.
Jesus, can we watch the Mario Brothers
The Last
movie?
Temptation of Liu Kang?
No, we can't do that.
That sounds like a good idea, watching that Mario Brothers
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, definitely really does.
Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo.
Yeah, no.
And like Dennis Hopper?
Totally should never watch that. Man,
do you think he was like, he had a dartboard and it was like Dennis Hopper's horrible decisions? And it was like, and then the dart lands like right between Mario Brothers and Waterworld. And he's like, nah,
I'll do both.
Meh. What are you going to do?
Eh.
Not like I'll be dead in 10 years.
Do you have any regrets? Garfield, maybe.
Anyway.
Some people got that.
So.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You recommend that game then?
Yeah, if you like Mortal Kombat.
If you like fighting games.
Is it like it used to be where it's like...
It's straight up like it used to be.
Did they simplify the moves at all?
They're almost exactly the same as the original. I know that if it's back B... Back B is
get
like...
Get over here!
Yep.
Yeah.
It's so...
You have to say it like that, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember Raiden, down, down, up.
Yeah.
That was
exactly
teleport.
His little teleport
right,
thing. Or back forward was his, like, Superman.
Okay,
they
here,
brought
this
all
is
those
fucked up.
Back.
This is fucked up, because you have to understand, I'm coming from a point where I haven't touched a video game controller in, like, 5 years, but I haven't touched a Sega Genesis controller in, like, 15 years or longer.
Yeah.
And I didn't just remember
A, B,
down, down,
a,
up.
C, A, B, B.
I remembered what it felt like to press down, down, up. That's how I remembered that. Because I had a rocker controller, the banana shaped one. And so it wasn't like
a banana shaped one.
No. Not the. I had the 6 button. I bought it
just for Mortal Kombat.
Banana shaped, yeah. Remember there was like a. Mortal Kombat was launched with a new controller with 6 buttons for Genesis. Because Genesis had a 3 button controller.
Yeah.
And it was impossible to play Mortal Kombat with that controller.
Yeah, no, I remember.
And that controller cost as much as the game. It was like $65.
Whoa, games were not $65 back then.
They were like $50. $50 was the median price. Shitty games were in the $40 range. But Mortal Kombat, I ordered it through a magazine. I was the first person I knew to get Mortal Kombat 1.
JCPenney's.
For Genesis. It was something like EGM or something. But there was a catalog in the back, and it was like, no shit, we get Mortal Kombat 3 weeks before the stores. If you order it through us, you'll get it at least a week before your friends. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, bitches.
And it was like $65 back when games were like $50.
That game was awesome.
I want to
hear that song now.
We can work that out. So,
we can work it out.
That's enough video game talk. We're going to come back in just a second and talk about some movies that we've seen recently. If we've got time, we will not listen to your calls and not take your questions from the mail sack. Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 83. Your host, Joel Watson, from HiJinxandSue.com. From the world of godless sodomy, Josh Jeffcoat. And from the world of just general douchebaggery. Of being a robot. Eli Luna. Newly married Eli Luna. Are you taking her last name? You
going
to change your name?
I have to kill another pig.
Okay.
It's a very complex
process. I assume blood has to flow over a seal of some kind.
Right.
The fifth seal.
I think we already established what number seal it was.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Yeah.
So, listen, HiJinx and Sue podcast. A couple of things I want to make sure you're aware of. First of all, that our data, our bandwidth, our storage space is provided by Infinistorm.com. Infinistorm.com/HiJinx. Virtual private server hosting. Get your server big boy pants. Get off of fucking bullshit DreamHost and Fuckface Host and all those other hosts. Listen. And all of our music is provided by Tom Brislin at TomBrislin.com. The songs you hear between segments are theme song The Future by the band Spiraling, also by Tom Brislin. Check out Tom Brislin with an S, BRISLIN.com. And last thing, this week, one of the reasons I've been so distracted is I've been building and launching a new little piece of the HiJinx and Sue mini empire, Sharksplode.com. is where I'm going to be posting all of my t-shirts that I don't necessarily want to buy a billion of them and put in my regular store and screen print and take to conventions and associate with the comic. Just quick ideas that I want to throw up there. And I have launched my the Doctor Is In shirt, the Charlie Brown Doctor Who parody shirt. You can get it at sharksplode.com right now. All the shirts are $19.95. There's about six of them up there right now. I'll be adding new ones each week. You can also get a shirt based off of my Superman Where's the Birth Certificate design. And one of Josh's favorites will be going back in that store soon.
Yeah, I love that shirt.
The Titanic Just the Tip shirt.
I wore that on the 99th anniversary.
I'm glad. I'm glad to hear this. It was, made an impact for you.
Yeah.
Now you just got to make
close to my heart.
Semen covered seagull. And
Everyone's going to get that.
A 1 year anniversary.
Everyone's going to get that. Right. So anyway, sharksplode.com. Check out those t-shirts. Buy one. It definitely helps me to continue to make these things that I enjoy making for you that perhaps you enjoy listening to and reading and whatnot for free. So I wouldn't even stop if you wanted to make a donation. Check out podcast.hijinxandsue.com. Click on donations and support the show with a rolling donation subscription. You'll get access to the uncut show, the post show.
Uncut.
Hours and hours and hours of additional podcasts are in the vault when you sign up for a donation subscription. Stuff that you don't hear on the free feed. So let's talk about movies. I want to bring up a couple. Two things that I saw. Number one, I had been hearing more and more and more about this movie that was made by Donald Glover from Community and his old comedy team, Derek Comedy. I didn't know a lot about them, but apparently they were basically the first sketch group on YouTube. YouTube was basically brand new. No one really was using it for anything, and they couldn't afford to upload these videos they were making on a normal web host. And they were like, oh, I heard about this YouTube. They tried it out, and they ended up being one of the first popular things on YouTube so early on that I don't know anyone that's seen the stuff, but apparently it's all got millions of views. They're called Derek Comedy. So anyway, they had a sketch group. They made a movie themselves, self-financed, called Mystery Team. It's basically Venture Brothers the movie.
I didn't realize. Okay, I've heard of it before. Is that out?
It's on. Well, here's the deal. It was never released. It was never released theatrically. It's on Netflix streaming right now. I watched it a couple nights ago because I've been hearing a lot about it. But apparently what happened for Donald Glover is he was making these videos. He went to college. He made these videos with his friends. He made this movie, self-financed. Someone saw the movie. He went to do stand-up. He did stand-up like a half dozen times. Someone saw the movie and gave him a job writing for 30 Rock. And then he left 30 Rock to do stand-up. And then 6 days later was offered Community. So he's had this sort of dream career. But this movie, Mystery Team, it's interesting. It is not without its flaws, but I can definitely give it a recommendation as far as a Netflix instant watch. Basically, it's similar to a Venture Brothers premise where you've got this team of kids that grew up solving mysteries for a dime when they were 7 years old. They had a little stand in front of their house, and it was like, mystery of the missing cupcakes, you know, and they would. So then they're 18 and they're still doing this, basically talking through, like, you know, soup cans on strings and riding their bikes around town. And everyone thinks they're fucking losers. But then they end up in the middle of a real murder and it's not funny anymore. And they're like, guys, we're going to solve a real crime and people are going to think we're really detectives. And then basically people just start dying, getting shot. Horrible things start happening and it gets out of control. But he's in it. The other two guys from Derek Comedy are in it. The really sad girl from Parks and Rec, the young girl that's like, whatever. She's the girl in it. Lots of people that you would recognize. People from Upright Citizens Brigade are in it. And it's a solid, like, 6 out of 10, I'd say, comedy-wise.
It's called Mystery Team?
Mystery Team, yeah.
I do want to see that.
It starts off pretty good. It lags in the middle. It ends up pretty funny. There's one part where they're going to a strip club, and it says Gentleman's Club. So they all go dress in top hats and suits because they think it's a club for gentlemen and try and sneak in with as gentlemen.
Wait, so is this film, like, seriously filmed, or is it, like, documentary? Like,
it's a movie. It's just a plain old movie.
It's just the way you described it. It sounded like it was sort of half-assed filmed, if it was
No, it looks like good production value. I'm surprised that they were able to self-finance it because it looks like something that would have come out, but apparently it never did. But yeah, it's worth a watch. There are some gems of comedy in it, and it's 90 minutes long. So
you reminded me about that movie that I still haven't seen, which is Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
I've never even heard of that.
It's the one that has Wash in it. I've shown it to you.
No, I've never seen that.
I know I've shown it to
somebody.
Well, because it was like a year and a half.
You're a guy, right? You're a guy with a head. The guy I showed it to had a head. You've got a head.
And you got that thing.
That you sent him?
And you saw a terrible movie. So I'm recommending Mystery awesome. Team. And then what did you see?
It was awesome if you like...
bad things?
If you like to eat taint.
To be sad?
Yeah. I mean,
so it was pretty
what'd
cool.
you see? What's it called?
Somebody was like in a funny, hilarious way. You made fun of it. I was like, no, it really was sad.
Okay, what'd you see?
That movie, Insidious, by
Insidious,
the people who made Paranormal Activity and whatever.
Oh, so it's one of those like nope. we're kind of gonna freak you out, but not really.
Well,
movies.
It's not a.
Is it one of those like? Oh, it's not nope. a like
totally real.
It's,
okay,
you know, it's like production. You know. Hey, and we move into a house.
Oh, they spent like $4,000 on it instead of $400.
Right.
Okay.
They use flips. Flip HD.
Flip right. Minos.
They got them on clearance.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to be like, oh, it's really creepy. And as soon as we got there and I realized everybody around us were junior high kids,
owned.
I was like, oh.
Owned.
But it's maybe the worst thing I've ever seen. I would not recommend anybody. You can't even make fun of it. It's really bad.
Okay, like, so give me nothing, more than that. Give me more than just bad.
It's supposed to be scary. The whole premise is astro projection, whatever. Like, you know, I can
like the
see
dog
myself,
from the Jetsons.
I can see myself sleeping because I can pull myself out of my body.
Astro projection.
Oh, right. Did they do the whole silver thread thing? Or I guess they didn't really have an effects budget. Did they?
No.
Okay.
Mm. No, but Patrick Swayze was there. Too soon?
Not soon enough.
Where was Demi
But that's
Moore?
The whole point of the movie, and you're like, wow, the premise sounds really cool, because it's like, you
wait,
venture
wait, 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 wait.
Off
you haven't,
into...
You haven't set a premise yet.
That's all it's about.
The premise is astral projection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you, when you are sleeping, you go
Everyone
away
does. And, Everyone does?
And you can see your body, and you go to these other places, and but then you get lost in there, and now they have to pull you out, like in Poltergeist. And I was like...
Only what? When I say so.
Right. I was like, this is awful. Like
this house... It's all poltergeisty.
You didn't move the bodies.
Right.
But yeah.
Oh, God.
Right.
It was.
Man, Coach was mad at the end of that movie.
Oh, yeah.
He was super pissed.
Well, they had all those watches.
He's like, Dobber! Why did you move the bodies?
You moved the tombstones, but you didn't move the bodies.
And I like how he's not talking to anyone.
Right.
He's like, you sons of bitches from like 100 years ago.
And then he looks over at Steven Spielberg.
It was
like,
from the housing developers who did it like
right
2 years ago.
I bet they were Jews.
The Jews would do that to the Indians.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah. Double pwned.
Okay, so anyway, it's astral
excuse me,
projections.
Native Americans.
And I don't know, like, it really gets really odd, and you're like, what the hell? Darth Maul, what are you doing here? Like,
is he in it?
There's a creature that looks like Darth Maul.
Oh, but it's not Ray Park.
I don't understand. Like, I didn't understand what the hell was going on.
But and was it kids, just for shock value and it just wasn't delivering, or
well,
was there
had,
just
they,
no
they,
plot?
They try to do the scare moment, like, and then you're like, oh, no, like, that guy popped out of nowhere, and it didn't...
Scary.
Like a haunted house ride?
Yeah, but I was like, that didn't scare me at all. And these kids behind us were like talking the whole time as if, you know, when kids get scared and they have to talk so they don't get scared. They're like, oh, hey, did you see that? You see that guy? That wasn't scary at all. But did you see him? I bet you he's
I
like.
I thought kids in the movie theater just rubbed their genitals together.
It was three dudes in a row.
Exactly.
So maybe. Right. So they're like kind of.
It's called playing swords.
Right.
Secrets.
Sword fighting.
They were talking really loud as if. You know, like, oh, I'm not scared.
Are you scared?
Did you see that guy? I bet he's gonna have like a coat.
I don't have a boner. You guys probably have boners. I don't have a boner.
And they were talking like,
let me see your boner.
They were talking loud enough where I'm like, okay,
let
dude,
me touch it.
I can hear you. Like, it's fine if you guys want to talk because this movie sucks. But
pardon me, gay teens.
Tone it down just a little bit. And It was funny because I just made it uncomfortable where I just started, I turned around and I stared right at him and just ate my popcorn and watched them.
You should just stand up and pee on him.
For like 5 minutes because I was like, actually, you guys might be more entertaining than
dominant
the movie.
Male peeing in your popcorn.
That's not dominant. That's just for fun.
Okay. So don't see Insidious is what you're saying.
Don't even rent it. Don't even.
Unless you're looking for a movie to touch wieners in, don't go see Insidious.
No, I can recommend so many better movies for that.
There's a lot of other movies.
What are you talking about?
So speaking of touching wieners, how was Scream 4, Josh?
There were no wieners, sadly.
I want nothing to do
with
it.
Yeah, it gets a 0 out of 4 on the touching wieners.
There's only 4?
Yeah.
Is that like the most you can go it gets weird?
It's after, well, after 4. After
count.
Right.
Okay.
It's after 4 wieners. It's just straight up porno. So, you know.
Thumbs to fill the hole.
Yeah, but if you can hit 4 without crossing it, then it's art.
Can I please say the thing about why they changed the name of that car movie?
Just leave it. No.
Can I please say
it?
No. Okay, never mind.
Whatever. Anyway.
Can I say it?
No.
Okay. I'm going to ask you one more time. Can I say it
Shut
now?
The fuck up.
I think
up.
It's funny. I think it's really funny.
Pinky's up.
Okay, anyway. Now I have to say it. So Josh was telling me that the movie, the fifth Fast and the Furious movie, was going to be called Fast and the Furious 5, and they changed it to Fast 5, because apparently Furious 5 is British slang for jacking off. So,
furious.
So the way to get past
furious.
That, but the way to get past that is just to lift the pinky,
right? So then it's Furious 4.
It's daintier,
but yeah, right. It's classier.
It's classier. It's more British.
I always jack off with my pinkies out.
It's
anyway.
Like a cup of tea,
right?
Right, exactly.
Well, you do it because your penis is only 3 fingers long. So.
You can fill the cup of tea, okay. But that's,
on the doily,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Into.
And on the scone.
Yeah, no, that in Britain, in Britain, jack-off rags are hand-knitted doilies.
Right.
They don't work very well for the purpose either. Top of the morning. Cheerio!
Wadsworth.
Wadsworth? You call it for his butler?
Yeah.
Open that up. Penny farming. Top hat. Bow tie. Crumpets. God save the queen. Pinkies. Pinkies out. Toe pick.
Glasses out.
Wait, what were we saying? Go ahead. Scream.
Oh, yeah. So scream.
Oh,
right.
I think we've covered it.
It's British.
I'm pretty sure it's we've said British. Enough.
Actually, I kind of enjoyed it. It wasn't
okay, tell
great.
Me about it. Okay. Don't tell me about it. I'm interested. Go
Dude,
ahead.
That movie has like everybody in it.
Yeah.
I looked it up on IMDb.
All of the major cast comes back and they have a ton of guest stars and shit.
Yeah, what the...
It's actually, you know, it's not a great movie. There's a couple of decent, like, jumpy scares in it that are well done. There's a couple of really fucking gory kills and a couple of really fucking hilarious kills that you would like, Eli.
Any guys get ripped in half from the taint to the face?
There's a woman that basically gets cut in half-ish, but slowly.
In half-fish?
Yeah, shut up.
Go ahead.
Let my people go.
But, I mean, there's a whole lot of callbacks to the first Scream. I saw it with a decent audience, and everybody was just happy to see random shit happening, but...
I think
it's entertaining.
I want to see it.
You make it sound like it was a good movie for like a baby that you're shaking keys at.
Like, here you go, baby. Here's a murder. Ghostface is here. Whoa.
Wait, Ghostface Killer's in it? From the Wu-Tang Clan?
I hate you.
Was You God in it? Oh, Ghostface Killer's not in the Wu-Tang Clan.
Who's
Ghostface Killer's a different rapper, isn't he?
How's that?
Inspector Deck is in the Wu-Tang
Have you
Clan.
Ever seen a Wait, Scream movie?
Is Ghostface Killer in the Wu-Tang Clan?
You don't play games.
That's not a video game. That's They had a video game. They had a fighting game. Do you remember that? The Wu-Tang fighting game?
Scream 4?
It was called like Killer Bees Combat Style or something like that.
No.
What? You're retarded.
Ghostface Killer was in Wu-Tang Clan, right?
I have no...
I have to look this up. You guys talk about Scream 4. I'm gonna look.
Is that a black thing?
What the fuck are you doing? Whatever. Yeah. Okay.
I want to see it at the drive-in.
It was. It's entertaining. It's a decent Scream movie. It's way better than 3.
We actually wanted to do that tomorrow, but turns out I have
here's,
to.
There was actually work. one really interesting thing about it. Hayden Panettiere or whatever, the fucking cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
She's in it. Her hair is cut super short. She looks like Rachel Maddow.
Okay.
And she's like the best part of the whole movie.
Good.
What?
She actually acts, which I had no idea she could.
Oh.
Speaking of Hayden Panettiere, are you done talking about Scream? Because I have something to say.
She threatens to make out with other chicks.
But she doesn't, right?
I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
Because
they threatened that for all of the last season of Heroes, and it still never happened.
Yeah.
I'm hungry for shit. it.
Plus, I'm hungry for a vagina.
Afraid.
Well, those cards are right over there.
Yeah.
So, no.
Yeah, call the number.
I was speaking
actually,
as if
the
I
post
was
show, for post show, you need to call one of those again.
Bullshit. Fuck.
I need
you.
A clean phone.
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
A clean phone.
So I was.
This phone is clean.
Yeah. So I was watching Morgan Spurlock on Conan talk about his new movie, the greatest movie ever sold. He apparently gets an idea.
Oh, the sponsorship thing.
I do not understand what the movie is actually about, because the point of the movie is to expose the sponsorship in Hollywood by getting a movie that's 100% sponsored. So he basically gets a list of like 650 brands. Calls all of them, and like 22 respond, and Palm Juice, Palm Water, whatever they're called, they gave $1 million.
Juice.
Yeah, they gave $1 million. So they're, it's actually called like Palm Life Water Presents the Greatest Movie Ever Sold.
Is that a
so
Jesus
it's supposed to,
thing?
It's supposed to be like a meta thing where it's like it's the super sponsored movie that is about movies being super sponsored. But here's where he gets the idea. This is what's beautiful. He's talking about how much he loved Heroes Season 1. Everyone did. And then he starts watching Heroes Season 2.
Yeah.
And there's the part where the cheerleader doesn't like her new school. She's sad. And the dad says, well, I have a surprise
is
for
it
you.
The car?
He hands her the keys and she goes, the Nissan Rogue? Dad, it's the new Nissan Rogue with torsion track steering and all four-wheel ABS brakes and a CD DVD player.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the whole season is a Nissan commercial. You've got Hero, literally the only word he says in English for like 9 episodes. In Nissan Aversa! We had to end on Nissan Aversa!
Nissan is not English.
Well, Versa isn't a real word, but I guess it's in English. I don't know.
I bought a Nissan. You know, if you put the word anal in front of most of the Ford vehicles, it's funny.
Anal probe, anal
just
focus.
Throw that one out there.
The Explorer.
Anal Taurus. Wait, what?
Anal focus. F-150.
The Focus.
It doesn't work.
The Explorer.
No, this works.
The Pretty Fiesta. Sure that works.
The Escape works. Anal Escape. That's like where Josh went on vacation.
Right.
That island. Anal Escape Island. So listen.
The Taurus.
But I like that there's actually a movie made because of that shittiness in Heroes Season 2. Like, that was horrendous. I was doing an interview for this blog that hasn't gone up yet, but we were talking about that a little bit, and I was thinking about how all of these shows now, like... there was the first season of Damages. Everyone's driving a Cadillac. They're all like closing in on Cadillac logos.
Yeah, but they don't talk about it.
Every time someone gets in a car, they're on the Cadillac logo and they drive off. And then there was a whole season of Heroes Fringe was all Ford. And literally there's a scene where like Olivia gets in her thing and she's like, it zooms in on the Ford Sync logo. And she's like, excuse me, car. Please call Agent Broyles. He's like, okay, Olivia, calling. And she's like, and like they get on the phone and he's like, Olivia, I can hear you so clearly. Yes, it's the new Ford Sync. Oh, obviously, it's a good choice for a car. Like, and it's just horrible how in-depth they go with this advertisement. And it goes episode after episode after episode.
That's TiVo's fault right there.
It is, but here's the deal, though. I would almost rather them overlay someone's face with a Ford logo that isn't in it every time I watch it.
Yeah.
Because forever, if that becomes the best show ever, history regards it as the pinnacle of TV, all that Ford shit is always going to be in there. And it basically like stains the art and the entertainment with an ad forever.
You need to stop listening, because I think corporations are listening to this podcast and they're like, we're not going to give them what they want.
Brought to you by Dr. Pepper. I'm drinking a Dr. Pepper right now. It's delicious.
I love my Apple iPhone.
I do too.
And I poured you a Pepsi in your Chick-fil-A cup.
Thank you. My Adidas appreciate it.
Palm water. I don't know. I just think it's really distasteful. I think they
Skechers.
Haven't. I think they haven't figured out what to do yet. And
Speaking of Fringe, did you see the last episode?
Yeah.
What was with all the cartoons?
Oh, you know why they did that, right?
So, because
Nimoy wouldn't be on the show.
Yeah, but
it was Grand Theft Auto Fringe for like 45 minutes.
It was so weird.
Also, I think two things happened. I think they realized Nimoy wouldn't be on it, but he would phone in a voiceover over probably ISDN line or something. But he also, I think maybe after that was established, they were like, well, shit, if it's going to be animated, let's throw in a fucking Zeppelin. Because they did a bunch of shit they couldn't have filmed.
Sure.
Like giant armies of people chasing people and such. So, you know.
Whatever.
Did you see that video I posted a couple days ago on Twitter of the effect shots of The Walking Dead?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. It's one of those shows where you're like, I know everything I'm seeing is effects, but I can't tell if it's practical or digital or what. Every shot is just an amazing amalgam of practical and digital effects. Like, there's 9 real zombies, but there's 75 CG zombies in the back, and you're not really paying attention to them. Or, you know when they just beat the shit out of the redneck guy?
Yeah.
All of the bruises on his face were digital. Like, not even makeup. He just looks fine, and then they wipe away the digital, and he looks fine. They wipe it back, and his face is all fucked up.
Huh.
Like, it's just stuff you wouldn't expect.
Yeah, for only 6 episodes, I'd imagine they would go balls out.
Well, like,
they should have gone balls out on the ending, but, you know, whatever.
Well, but they didn't
worst
know they were
building
coming
explosion.
Back.
Well, no, just that the
actually
the quality
they played
of the effects
that
of the building explosion
yeah,
were terrible.
They played that at the end, and you were like, whoa, that didn't fit. Like, everything I just watched looked amazing, and then that explosion looked
those
terrible.
Guys are already
horrible.
Working on the next episode. They're like, B team, make that explosion.
Boosh.
Well, like, for instance, episode 1, he's stumbling out of the hospital.
It was awesome.
And he...
No, he's actually in the cars first with the baby.
Let me finish. In episode 1, when he's stumbling out of the hospital, there's bodies in the parking lot. So they wipe away the digital, and there's maybe 20 bodies.
Yeah.
They go back, and there's 500.
Yeah.
And then they go back, and then now there's like a chopper and 9 Hummers, and the building looks all shitty, and... The thing that's funny to me is, like, if it was, like, an indie movie or if it was 10 years ago, it would have just been the shot they showed you, and we would have been happy with it. Yeah. Like, yeah, he's stumbling out, there's a few zombies, and there's some bodies there. I get it. But the layering of just nonsense on top of it...
Yeah.
It's...
You're describing my job now.
I guess. Secret. But, I mean, yeah. I have to say that it's appreciated that you don't notice it. It just becomes part of the ambiance. It might as well be a soundtrack. You know, it might as well just be one little element, but it's a lot of involved. There was also one scene I really enjoyed, which was the lady that was just a rib cage and a head pulling herself.
Awesome.
And then they fade out and she's wearing a blue sock. She's like a blue human centipede or something, dragging herself through the park or whatever. But that was cool too. Anyway,
speaking of human centipede.
Mm-hmm. Why?
They will be showing that next weekend at the Texas Frightmare Weekend, which is awesome.
No chance I'll do that.
Where is that? Is that out?
Same
where
place
it?
That you came to last year.
When I had to like walk 3 miles
there's
to get to the...
There's a midnight screening of Human Centipede with the director of the movie there doing live audio commentary.
I've still never seen that movie.
I haven't seen it either.
So his commentary
when,
is like...
When is that?
This is
next
gross.
Next weekend.
Friday,
Saturday, Sunday.
That's gross. Oh, that's gross.
Oh, God. I was... I was in a dark place.
Shouldn't have done that. That's gross.
But he's German. He's German, too.
Das ist gross.
I wrote the scene while I was getting divorced with my wife.
Das ist nicht gut.
Actually, I wrote the scene while I was sewing my wife's mouth to someone else's butthole, and I thought, this would make a good movie. Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to be able to make that, because we're going to a wedding before that, so...
Oh, well, weddings are lame
but
and shit.
I'll
I don't even know why people do that.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
So, last thing I wanted to talk about, too, TV movie-wise, is As of...
Movies?
God, let's see. I think one, maybe 2 more episodes, I'll be 100% caught up on Breaking Bad. That show
God,
is phenomenal.
So
that show, I can't think of a human being alive I can't recommend that to, except for people who don't like anxiety.
Right.
Because that show will give you
so
a panic
good.
Attack.
Dev, how far from
I'm
the end are you?
I'm completely caught up, and then I'm... One episode from finishing season 1, I think.
So
I've seen all of 2.
You watched season 2 before season 1?
Yeah, because I watched it. Well, here's the thing, actually, that was really interesting about that. I knew enough about the show, and I read the synopsis of, like, here's what the show's about. Okay, so I kind of know where I am. I basically started right as they're ending their relationship with Tuco. And so I'm like, okay, I think I know what's going on here. I get this. I know he's got cancer. I know he's cooking meth to make money for his family, but in turn, it's killing his family. I'm not going to spoil anything. I mean, that's the premise of
the
show.
The
premise of the show is that he cooks meth because he knows he's going to die of lung cancer, and it just turns.
You may continue.
He sees a drug dealer with some meth, and he's like, "How much meth was that?" And he's like, "Oh, that little bag, that was $60,000 worth of meth." And he's like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
Yeah.
And so then he goes and learns how to cook meth, and he's the best at it. He's such a good chemist, he makes the best meth there is. And it's like Weeds, but not funny, because it escalates like Weeds, where it's like you can't just go into a neighborhood and start selling drugs. Someone's already doing that, and they're going to be upset, and he doesn't know that. So just things just get so bad so quick.
Yeah. Mr. Heisenberg.
Oh, Jesus,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so good.
So I watch all of season two, and three's out too, right? But four's not out? Okay, I've seen all of three and three.
Three is finished. Okay, I almost spoiled season three things for you. When you said, I'm almost caught up, I thought you were like two away from
three. I've seen all of... The final episode of season three is one of the most amazing episodes of television I've ever seen.
So wait, you have seen season three?
Yeah, I've seen Full Measure and Half Measure, Half Measure and Full Measures, the last two episodes, yeah. It's phenomenal. So then season one comes back on at night, and they're airing two a week. So I watched all of that. I didn't realize only seven episodes. Turns out it was cut short by the writer's strike. So I am almost done with that. The thing I didn't realize is how quickly things go from zero to horrible for Walter White.
That's what methyl do to you, man.
Not even meth. It's like pre-meth. It's before shit has gone so horribly wrong. And then you start to realize... this is not a sympathetic guy. His premise of wanting to do good for his family is out the door in like the first 5 minutes. The choices he makes endanger himself and everyone he loves to the point of death constantly.
Yeah.
And he seems to be, he's prideful, he's selfish,
I believe... the term you're looking for is he's alive because he knows he's going to die. So he don't give a fuck. Okay. He's Honey Badger.
Honey Badger don't give a fuck.
Yeah. It's hard to say. As the show progresses, those things become less clear and it becomes, you really are like, my God, you have to stop this.
There was that episode where he hate fucks his wife, which I always thought was like, wow, you were.
Yes. Mm. I mean,
it's called rape.
But she's,
it basically was,
she's kind of into it.
Yeah, but she doesn't really know what's going on.
You know what's funny, though,
why.
Is like there's scenes in Weeds. Like, Weeds is a great show. That middle season was terrible. That one in Mexico was terrible. But Nancy is also a terrible parent.
Oh, my God.
She's also quite a slut. And she likes rough, violent sex. She pretty much tries to get raped as often as possible and really enjoys it when she does. And it's very bizarre. First of all, she's incredibly attractive. She's ridiculously hot, and she's naked all the time in that show.
There's just titties all over the place.
My God,
have you seen all of that show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her ass is unbelievable. But fucking Mark Paul Gosselaar from Saved by the Bell.
Oh God, in the
raped
bar,
the shit out of her in a bar.
Wait, is that?
And she is crazy into it.
Is that Skeech or
no?
It's not Skeech. It is. It's Zatch.
Oh, okay. Or Mario Van Peebles. What was his name?
It's not Mario Van Slater.
Oh, okay.
Or Skeech.
Okay.
Or Lisa Ninja Turtles.
Oh, that's right.
Anyway, so we are pretty much done.
Yeah, that's... wrap it up. Wrap it
that's
up,
That's time.
B.
I'm getting the light. So thank you for listening to Hijinks and Two Podcast, episode 83. If you are a subscriber or a donor, you'll get some more podcasts in the vault. We're going to do a post show. And we're going to also post the uncut show, which is probably a good 20, 30 minutes longer than this one was. So if that sounds good to you, podcast.hijinksandsue.com. Click on the donations button and sign up. 5, 10, or 20 bucks a month helps support my endeavors to make an independent, artistic living work and gives you some additional entertainment for your dollar. So I appreciate it. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll talk at you next time. Modern life is much too hard. No jetpacks or flying cars. This is not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were. Thank you.
I am a robot. I am a robot. Perfect. I am a robot.
Perfect.
I am a...
Yeah, thanks.
All of that is staying
what
in.
What the fuck is...